I'm at Twitter, it's Subi Raman, if you want to reach out to me. I wanted to talk about the content security policy. I think it's a really big deal that we all should know about and we all should be thinking about. Security should be the foundation of the way we build our applications. So I'm a software engineer at Duo Security, if the jacket didn't give it away. We are hiring, so if you're awesome and you want to work someplace awesome, you can spot me by the loud green jacket or reach out to me on Twitter. I'll stick around for a little while after. So we all should have a basic idea of what a cross-site scripting attack is. It's a code injection attack, basically. It allows a malicious user, an attacker, to execute JavaScript in another user's browser. So what does that mean? Once an attacker has control of the JavaScript context of another user, the results can be really catastrophic. You know, you can steal, hijack credentials. eBay had a pretty huge vulnerability based on a cross-site scripting attack. You can force a download of a malicious file by creating a form in JavaScript and submitting it. You can redirect to a malicious site, steal credentials there. Keylogging by binding to the keypress event, ship the keys off to a malicious site. All sorts of really terrible things can happen. But you know, why is this such a persistent problem? This has been a problem since JavaScript was written, you know, back in the mid-90s. You know, we don't think about it this way, but you know, every library we add, it's a potential security weakness. And you know, Angular and jQuery, you know, two of the most used libraries in JavaScript, they've had repeated vulnerabilities. And you know, as developers, we sort of add in libraries like Candy. This is the listing just for these slides. Look at all these libraries. And like, do I have time to go through all these libraries and audit them for security vulnerabilities? Of course I don't. Nobody does. So you know, what the W3C decided is that we need to have some sort of browser level facility or, you know, mitigation so that, you know, developers can create applications that are secure from the ground up. And so what they did is they said, okay, we're going to allow for a response header that declares what dynamic resources are allowed to load. In simpler terms, what you can do, you can define a series of rules, like blocking inline scripts and styles. You can declare what your valid sources of script files are, where you can send AJAX form requests to, where you can connect to on a WebSocket, what a valid source of a style sheet, fonts, or images are. And this goes a really long way to mitigating a cross-site scripting attack, because once you can whitelist like everywhere your application can connect to, it means that you're going a long way to mitigating these attacks. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to discuss CSP level 1. There are different drafts, like level 2 and level 3. It's supported in all modern browsers. IE 11 has limited support, which is, you know, thank you, Microsoft, for your great security support. But, you know, so blocking malicious scripts. So let's say you have this header, content security policy, and you include this line, script source of self. Self means that you're only allowing your application's domain. So let's say an attacker manages to insert a script tag with that links to stealyourstuff.com lol.js. So what'll happen is that in the console, you'll see this message, you know, we refuse to load the script because it violated the security policy, and that script won't load. So you're managing to block a connection, a script from downloading there. Blocking inline scripts. You, again, have the same security policy. So let's say an attacker manages to insert an inline script that redirects to this page here, stealyourstuff.com, fish credentials. Once they have control of the JavaScript context, they can do that. But because you have a content security policy in place, this script tag is blocked, and you know, you won't be able to do that. So a brief aside, we all need to stop using inline scripts because this is now considered an unsafe practice. The W3C is coming down really hard against it, and it's blocked by CSP. Now, why should we? It's because inline scripts, like probably like the most, if not 99% of cross-site scripting attacks, are caused by a malicious user managing to insert an inline script. So by blocking this entirely, you're blocking a huge vector for cross-site scripting attacks. So some legacy applications, you'll have like you know, a script tag, and then you'll kick off your application by doing some stuff, like calling a function in there. So don't do that anymore. Instead, I don't know if you can see it down there, but you know, bind to the DOM content loaded event and do some stuff. Execute all your stuff in script. Thankfully, stuff like Webpack, they let you do the right thing by bundling all your stuff in a single HTML file or JavaScript file. Blocking eval. So by default, CSP, it blocks eval and the function constructor because this is another huge cross-site scripting vector. So let's say there's some code in your application where you have eval and a malicious user manages to get that string in there, which does the same thing, redirects to this phishing site. You'll see in the console, we refuse to evaluate the string as JavaScript. You can whitelist eval functions from certain sources, but you shouldn't, because again, this is a huge vector for cross-site scripting attacks. And aside, stop using eval. So some frameworks will use eval or new function, the function constructor, to generate functions from strings. Angular does this, for example, by default, but this is unsafe for obvious reasons. If a malicious user manages to get their code in there, it could be like catastrophic. So like I said, Angular does this, but they have a CSP mode. It's a bit slower, but them's the bricks. If you come across code that uses eval, there's probably a way around it. So avoid the code or fix it yourself. For those of you who are tired about hearing about React, React does not do this. So I think it's considered a little safer by design. So you can also do things like whitelist valid AJAX WebSocket destinations by using this rule, connect source. Let's say you want to connect to only your application domains and API calls to Facebook. But a malicious user has this code which steals your cookie, sends it off to steal your stuff, cookie jacker. What'll happen, in the console, you'll see refuse to connect to this cookie jacker place because of your rule. So you're safe there. All right, so I've convinced you all. How do I add this in my app? It's pretty simple. You can go to any number of websites to generate a content security policy, like, so say I only want to connect to myself, but I also want to be able to send API calls to Facebook. And it'll generate these headers for you. This is for compatibility with Internet Explorer 11. So what you do is you take those strings and you just add that to every response. This is how you do it in Node. That's how you do it with Python. It's pretty simple. If you're using Apache or Nginx, you'll probably want to add the header there. So to sum up, you know, add this to your application immediately. You know, your company is potentially one cross-site scripting away, attack away from bankruptcy, so you know, think about it that way. Avoid or fix inline scripts. It's a huge vector for cross-site scripting attacks. Avoid or fix any code with eval or the function constructor in it. Try to reduce the number of dependencies in your application. You know, the more code that you know and that you're responsible for, the better off you are. And you can generate a CSP right there. Lots of great reading is here. And you can't see that, but it's like some slides on the security vulnerabilities of Angular. But that's all. Any questions or, yeah? Yeah, you can whitelist. You can provide wildcard statements. So you can use asterisk to enable anything from a certain domain. And you can provide a list of those in your CSP. Yeah?
That may be a silly question, but if you were to like inject something like a form that would post to some other site, I mean, couldn't you still do that using like inner HTML? Or couldn't you also like inject a script dynamically such that like the function you were calling was not supposed to be able to add a string as an inner HTML value, but then someone got hold of that and was like putting in a script tag there? Would the security policy prevent that?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You mentioned an issue about blocking APIs or allowing APIs, so I didn't quite understand what that was about, because it sounds like now it's overlapping with cores kind of stuff.
Okay, it's not to block or it's what I'm saying is that with CSP you can provide a whitelist of places that your application can connect to. So I just provided like Facebook for an example. If you want to whitelist Facebook as an acceptable host that your application can connect to. Yes.
Does this apply also to the fetch API?
To what?
The fetch API.
I don't know what the fetch API is. What is that?
The replacement for XML HTTP request.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to look into that. Yeah.
Well, you'd have to use it in conjunction with eval, right? Because if you're going to fetch the JavaScript, you have to then eval it.
No, fetch
it. Yeah, I don't have a good answer for that. I can look into that and get back to you. Yes, I'll post a PDF of my slides. Cool. Anything else? Awesome, thank you.